Kenton Adler from Lyon College is in the studio with us this morning, and Kenton Scott Fest is coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. Friday through Sunday.
Tell me a little bit about what's happening this year. First off, you are the Director of Development for Scottish Heritage at the college.
That is correct.
What do you do during non-Scott Fest times? What do you have going on?
Ask people for money to help support the program and support the college. We go out and perform quite a bit, not just in the community, but around the state. And we've been around the country and, just kind of supporting the mission of the college and keeping everybody aware that we're here and that we support Scottish Heritage and do that sort of thing as well. So
Scott Fest keeps you busy. Tell me what all's going on this weekend.
Well, all manner of things, Chad. On Friday night, we have our director's reception where we'll have a lot of the Klan and supporters of the festival there, and we'll be doing that, just some food and drink and socializing. And then on Saturday morning, the big thing starts, and we'll have pipe bands and Irish and Scottish dancers. We've got a Celtic rock band called the Mudmen coming down from Canada. They'll be performing in the main entertainment tent. Our friend Patrick Regan has been kind of the master of ceremonies for the last 5 or 6, 7 years, and he'll be back doing that. And a Scottish harper by the name of Misty Posey will be performing with Patrick over in another tent in front of the Lyon building that we are calling the Robert Lewis Campbell Clan Village. And we're going to have all of our Scottish Clan representatives inside this big tent rather than in an individual booth spread around. But we've got vendors. We've got the Heavy Athletics will be out on Couch Garden. Noon is the big mass band and clan march pass that everybody likes because it's loud and colorful. We have the Kilties coming back, the Drum and Bugle Corps with the Scottish theme from Springfield Central High School. And then Saturday night, we do the Cayley. Sunday morning, we don't want to forget that we have our Kirkin of the Tartan service in the tent at 11 o'clock, and we'll have a little bit of piping going on there. And then, you know, it's also homecoming weekend. So we have the big homecoming football game with tailgating, and we got a men's and women's soccer game. We got the alumni awards banquet on Friday night. Just all kinds of stuff. A social down at Poke and Paddle after that on Friday. And then we've got Club 50 going on the weekend for graduates of the college from 50 years ago. So just the whole thing starts Friday and just goes like mad until Sunday.
Now, you mentioned the Mass Pipe Band. How many do you have in that?
Well, this year, actually, we're a little small. We had several bands break up, and we had also a couple of bands that would ordinarily, come here that are going to Stone Mountain in Georgia that weekend to compete. So we've got a couple of pipe bands, and some individual pipers will be joining us. We have some alumni coming back that'll be joining our band. So we'll probably have about 20 or 30 people out there on the field playing at the same time.
Now, I asked you one time years ago, if you remember this, on a radio interview, What are the most popular or more familiar songs that people know from the bagpipe? And there's Scotland the Brave.
Absolutely.
Amazing Grace. And
the other one. Right. No, you know, it's funny. There are literally thousands of pipe tunes, but that's the two that people know are Scotland the Brave and Amazing Grace. And then the other one is the one that they ask for. And a lot of times they ask for the Old Spice song when they mean Scotland the Brave, and they're not the same, but they are a little similar.
So. And have you noticed on social media, there's two or three bagpipers that have gained quite a following on there.
Oh, Allie the Piper.
Yes.
Probably one of the most famous people in the world that plays the bagpipes. We tried to get her to come to Lyon years ago, and instead she went to Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, which is where Patrick Regan, our friend that's coming to MC, that's where he was the head of the Scottish program there.
Can't understand that at all. Why did you go up there?
Well, because that's where she lived, and everybody likes to stay close to home. But she's terrific. You know, she's very entertaining. We also have a friend named Gemma Briggs down in Florida, whose mother is from Arkansas, and we tried to get her to come here, Gemma, and she decided to stay at home in Florida and go to school down there. But she's also a pretty well-known piper that goes around and plays at various festivals and stuff. And we had her here last year teaching at our summer school. So
I never knew until some of those social media stars got out there. I never knew how versatile the bagpipes really were.
Well, they can be.
They can be.
We tend at Lyon, we tend to be a little bit more traditional, but we do things aside from just the, you know, go out with the pipes and drums and play. Over the years, we've had different iterations of a Cayley band, which is more of a party band where we'll play small pipes. And I play guitar. I also play sitar. My wife, Nancy, is a flute player and she plays percussion. We had J.D. JD Spar here that played accordion and stand-up bass, and our friend Jared Malone was an Uhlen piper and a small piper as well as a great Highland piper. So over the years, we've had different versions of that Kaylee band going and have done some recordings and public performances with that. So
going to be a fun weekend. Scott Fest.
It will be. Yeah.
Coming up this weekend at Lyon College, and really all around town, sounds like. You had several venues and different places you said people would be out in town. So
well,
we're looking forward to it.
We sometimes do that, and we have individual pipers will be playing throughout the day. And like I said, we've got the British Car Show. We'll be back on campus. And the thing I think I need to really emphasize is that there is no admission charge to the festival. There are a couple of ticketed events like the Kaylee, and if you want to go inside the entertainment tent where the Mudmen are playing and have some food and relax in there, there's a charge to get in. But for the most part, the events are free, and there'll be vendors all over, and you can engage with them and buy goods and things like that, food.
Sure.
That's my favorite part.
Lots of great food out there at Scott Fest.
Yeah, the foodie, that's what's good.
Kenton Adler, I like that. Could you have done the whole interview like that?
I could have done the whole interview just like that. Wow. Listen to Willie McCollum when he comes here on the summer. I talk to him all the time.
Kenton Adler from Lyon College, always good to see you,
my friend. Thanks, Chad. Thanks very much for having us. We appreciate it.